Tonight, a Soviet nuclear submarine is on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, damaged 3 days ago by a fire on board. Officials in Washington and Moscow confirmed this morning's sinking. Officials in both countries also said the loss of the vessel presents no atomic threat, despite the presence of both nuclear missiles and a nuclear power reactor on the submarine. NPR's David Mopus has a report.
Pentagon officials say the crippled Soviet submarine, which normally carries 16 missiles, each with two warheads, went down just before dawn, 680 miles northeast of Bermuda. The Soviets put the precise time of sinking at 4:03 a.m. Eastern Time. And Moscow says there was no further loss of life, aside from the three crewmen killed when a fire broke out Friday. American surveillance planes observed that towing efforts were halted shortly after midnight. About 3 hours later, the remaining crew members were observed abandoning ship in an orderly and planned fashion, according to American officials. The crew was rescued from life rafts by five Soviet surface ships in the area. Pentagon officials say a U.S. ocean-going tugboat was nearby and ready to assist, but the Soviets refused any help. Pentagon sources do not rule out the possibility that the Soviets scuttled their sub once it became clear that leaks could not be controlled. The Soviets have not explained the cause of the damage to the ship, but Pentagon officials say there was an explosion in one of the missile tubes that blew a big hole in the deck. Vice Admiral Powell Carter describes the damage this way.
You're talking about a structure that's enormously strong up there. That's like each of those missile tube doors it shuts is just like a safe vault. I mean, it shuts and locks with a big rotating ring, and that's been torn completely loose and bent like pretzel. So the force of the explosion was enormous.
While Pentagon officials say they don't know what caused the missile tube explosion, they point out that Soviet missiles use highly volatile liquid fuel, and a fuel leak could have caused the eruption. Again, Admiral Carter.
These liquid-fueled systems are very, very dangerous. They're very unstable. That's why very early in our missile program, as pushing the leading edge of technology, we moved to solid-fueled missiles early on, just for that fact, because liquid fuel is extremely dangerous.
Admiral Carter said it was possible the nuclear warheads on top of the missile burned in the fire or were thrown out into the water and sunk to the bottom 18,000 feet below. He said the other missiles and warheads might have been damaged by pressure as the sub sank, but there was no chance of a nuclear detonation or serious radiation leakage. The submarine's nuclear reactors, officials say, are self-contained in what amounts to rust-proof metal vaults, and the Soviets say the reactors were shut down prior to sinking. U.S. officials say preliminary tests of the air and sea in the area have produced no signs of radioactive release. Pentagon officials say the U.S. will not make any attempt to recover the Soviet sub. It's Soviet property, says the Navy. Retired submarine Captain James Bush of the Center for Defense Information says a salvage effort just isn't warranted in this case with a submarine that was designed in the 1960s.
It's an old submarine with old missiles. I don't know that we would consider it worthwhile to have them to look at for the amount of money involved. Now, it would probably be worthwhile if we could get their communications equipment and their coding equipment, their keyless and things like that to decode messages. But I'm sure the Soviets, with the time that they had prior to this submarine sinking, should have gotten all of that material off.
Pentagon officials say the sub loss should not be a serious setback for the Soviets, but some analysts disagree. Pentagon consultant Norman Friedman says the Soviets have to be worried about liquid-fueled missiles on other subs. These things are time bombs, Friedman says. They should all be called in and checked out. I'm David Malpas in Washington.